seja negra. Bater pele, essa não é o fim.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Good evening, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is now 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. It's time for the Yellow Brick Road on CFRC Radio. I'm your host, Rue, and this is a show all about British music, Irish music, new music, but occasionally some throwbacks as well. And that's why we started off this week's show with a little bit of Editors. I've got a song of theirs that I just played for you called Fingers in the Factories, and this was from their debut album, The Back Room, that came out now 20 years ago. It came out in July 2005, and they're a band that a friend of mine has been telling me to get into for a couple of years now. And so this is mainly me just finally giving in and giving that album a proper listen. And there's some tracks on it that I really like. This one in particular, Fingers in the Factories. So I thought I'd just play it. They're a band who, if you don't know, they formed at university in Wolverhampton in around 2003. And they moved to Birmingham, where they wrote and recorded this album. And it was inspired in part by their love for 80s and classic indie bands like Echo and the Bunnymen, but then also with some appreciation for their contemporaries, bands like Interpol and The Strokes, who they were quite into at the time as well. But, you know, this show is also about a lot of new music, and we've got a lot of it on the show for you this week. We've got shows that are coming up as well, and shows that have happened, because Toronto, in particular, seems to be a really busy spot for musicians from the UK and Ireland. So all of them are coming down at the moment, and they'll be playing shows either exclusively in Toronto, or they'll be playing in Toronto and Montreal. And we're kind of midway in between, so we kind of just see everything happening. I saw CMAP last week. I saw Pulp last week. Went to these two shows, and they were absolutely incredible shows. So we'll maybe talk about that, maybe about upcoming shows, shows that have been happening in the UK as well that, you know, might be of some importance to us and this show and the artists that we play. But I'm going to start off with some bigger releases that I want to be talking about, because we always start the show with two bigger names that you would have heard of, just to, you know, hook you in, and then we'll get into the new stuff that, you know, you should be listening to, and we'll hopefully leave with a few new songs that you really enjoy. So I'm going to play us some new music from Gorillaz. Now, there's been a lot happening in the world of Gorillaz lately. So they played four almost surprise shows at a venue called the Copper Box in London, and these were kind of shows that were announced pretty last minute, and then it was announced that the first three of the nights was going to be the first three Gorillaz albums performed in full, start to finish, by a lot of the original members and collaborators that Damon Albarn worked with around the time of that album. So they played the first Gorillaz album on the first night, Demon Days on the second, Plastic Beach on the third, and then the fourth concert was supposed to be this mystery concert. So they weren't going to tell you what they were going to play. You know, was it going to be one of the other albums that has happened since then? Because, you know, Plastic Beach was 2010. That was a long time ago. They've released a lot of albums, three more albums since then. On the day of the show, you know, people walked in. Damon said this is going to be a show where you're not allowed to use your phone, so nothing really gets out from there. And they ended up playing an entirely new album, start to finish, in full. And later on, it was revealed that this was going to be the next new Gorillaz album. It's called The Mountain. And it was inspired by the two members, Damon and Jamie Hewlett's visit to India. So Damon says that he did the holy pilgrimages, all that. Dipped in the Ganges, went to Varanasi, trekked up to the Himalayas. He got a new tattoo in Mumbai, which says The Mountain in Hindi, Parvat. So that's kind of, you know, he's really invested in it, it looks like, and that's going to be a new phase of Gorillaz that starts here. And the album incorporates a lot of these influences as well. He's worked with many Indian and South Asian musicians and collaborators on this album. You know, as always, Gorillaz albums packed to the brim with collaborators. There's some legends of Indian music on there, like Asha Bhosle, the legendary Indian singer, who you might also know because she's the subject of the really popular Corner Shop song, Brimful of Asha. And there's Anushka Shankar, the Grammy-winning sitarist on the album. She's on multiple tracks on the album. There's the artist Ajay Prasanna. There's Asha Putli, who Damon was talking about in an interview recently. She was a singer and actor from India who was involved in the Andy Warhol kind of art pop scene in the New York City's 1960s. Other than that, you've also got Smith's guitar hero Johnny Marr, who's on two tracks on the album. Idols are going to be on a song on the album. Paul Simonon of The Clash is on it. Mos Def, Griff Rhys, Stella So, Soul are also on the album, all who have worked with him on the album Plastic Beach. And Damon and Jamie were also talking about how the concept of, you know, their animated Gorillaz band, the concept of their drummer, Russell, being able to, you know, channel voices of the dead came up in this album, where they've resurrected past collaborators that Damon's worked with on previous Gorillaz albums. So he still had a lot of old and unused recordings from all the sessions in the past, and they've been reworked into new songs on the album. So he's brought back soul singer Bobby Womack, who was on Plastic Beach on the song Stylo. They brought back Tony Allen, dear friend of Damon's, legendary drummer who's worked with him in The Good, Bad and the Queen, and a Gorillaz song as well, but has drummed also for Fela Kuti. Dave from De La Soul, who obviously died last year, was it 2 years ago now, he's been brought back as well, and the surviving members of De La Soul are also joining him. Marky Smith of The Fall, all of whom have worked with him before, are back on the new album. There's a new single though that is just out now. This is the first and only single that anybody except for the people that went to the Copper Box show have actually heard. It's a song called The Happy Dictator, and it's a collaboration of theirs with the band Sparks. And it's one of those things that seems so obvious in hindsight, like the Sparks collaboration, we should have seen it coming from miles away. They are an absolutely perfect combination. They actually played in Toronto just this week on Wednesday. I was obviously not at that show, but I have friends who went and I heard that it was a really good show. But the song's called The Happy Dictator. That's now out. And it comes from something that Damon saw. He was in Turkmenistan just on holiday with his daughter. And he learned that a dictator in Turkmenistan had banned bad news to help people sleep better at night. And that idea kind of just remained in his head, the idea of like no more bad news and all. And that's made it onto the song. So that's what we're going to be listening to, The Happy Dictator. You can find all Gorillaz stuff at gorillaz.com. And then I've got a brand new single, and this is so exciting, from Ray, the incredibly talented R&B, jazz, soul, electronic singer. I don't know, she does a lot of really cool stuff, but she's got a new single out. It's called Where Is My Husband? And it's this tongue-in-cheek new single, kind of an impatient search for her partner, her soulmate. It's the start of a new era for Ray. You know, this is possibly going to be on a second Ray album. She released her debut, My 21st Century Blues, back in 2023, and it was, I think, one of the most highly decorated debut albums in recent years, because it swept the Brit Awards, like a record-breaking 7 Brit nominations, of which I think she won 6 of them. It also won a number of Grammys, and you know, it's been a little while. She had an EP out last year, the Genesis Saga of songs that she had, but this is the first single that she's released since that album, and we've actually known a little bit about this for a while, because she performed it at Glastonbury this year, and I know we played this song on the show when she performed it. There's a video of it out on, I think, the BBC's YouTube channel and other places, and we listened to it on the show. It sounded incredible. It's just so, you know, theatrical, so dramatic. It's made for the big stage, made for a festival stage, but it's also really like chilled out and loungy, you know. It's like you could recline on a sort of speakeasy in a jazz bar or something listening to it. It's a full-blown production of epic proportions. She killed it when she played it live, and now we get to actually hear what it's going to sound like on record. And good news for fans of Ray, because she's coming to Canada as well. She's playing Toronto and Montreal next April. Arenas, you know. She's playing Place Belle and Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto. And I think her sisters, who perform under the names Absolutely and Emma, are going to be supporting her. We saw her at Oceaga last year. Her set was cut short by the rain just a little bit, but other artists are playing the show love her so much that they all cut into their set time to ensure that she could do a show. So we'd love to see her again. You can find her at rayeofficial.com. And first, let's listen to a little bit of Gorillaz. This is The Happy Dictator.
As the shadows they are forming, come and join me, center stage. Your husband is coming.
The incredible Ray with a brand new single. That was her song, Where Is My Husband? With an exclamation mark at the end. It's just so much fun. Like, you can tell that she absolutely enjoys doing this so much. And we can't wait to see if this ends up on the second Ray album, or maybe just an EP standalone or whatever it is. But it's a great track. Before that, we also heard on the show new music from Gorillaz. They've got an album coming out called The Mountain, and this is the first single of it, The Happy Dictator, featuring Sparks, who are very, very busy for a band whose one half is 80 years old. It's absolutely incredible. But Damon has also been busy himself. He made an appearance at a huge show in London at the Wembley Arena. 12,000 people, sold out fundraiser show organized by Brian Eno called Together for Palestine. It was a star-studded lineup of performers, speakers, attendees, almost too many for me to list here. But Damon was one of the performers, and he did a two-part set with the London Arab Orchestra, the second part being as Gorillaz. And Jamie Hewlett had prepared new visuals for this show, and you know, showed the cartoon band Gorillaz raising a Palestinian flag. I know some people are a bit surprised by it, but those people have to remember that David Alban was literally at an anti-war, you know, anti-Iraq war protest back in 2003, and he was one of the speakers, or supposed to be one of the speakers there as well. So this is very unsurprising for someone like him. But there have been other similar big shows this week. Kneecap played their biggest ever headline show at, I think, the same venue, Wembley Arena, or they played at what is called now the OVO Arena, a sold-out show, and they were briefly joined by the trip-hop duo Massive Attack, who have this incredible moving film that I think you can also find on their social media, just like highlighting the atrocities and kind of the role that culture plays in genocide and stuff like that. They've been very vocal about their politics since the very beginning, and they've been outspoken supporters for Palestine as well. Now, Kneecap, though, they were also supposed to be playing four shows in Canada coming up next month. They had two in Toronto and two in Vancouver. and they've had to cancel them because a Toronto MP, Vince Gasparo, has said that the band was advocating for political violence, and they've been barred from entering Canada now. The band disputes this. They put out a strong statement. They've been pointing out that they've never been convicted of any crimes. They called it wholly untrue, and they're suing the government of Canada back for it. And they have a pretty good track record on that as well, because they've previously won a case against the UK government for illegally withholding funding from them when they won an art grant last year. But unfortunately, the tour is not happening. Niqab won't be able to perform here next month. But the band have released a new single, which I will be playing later on in the show, closer to 9 p.m, because, you know, that's kind of the watershed mark, and I don't want to have to censor the music. But instead, we'll play some new music. I've got some new names, new releases. I'm going to start off with something a little bit different, though. I've got a new single by a four-piece rock and indie band called The Baxbees. Now, here's the thing. I found their music, I looked them up, I thought they were from Northampton in the UK, in the West Midlands. And it turns out they're from Northampton in Massachusetts in America. But it's too late for me to do anything about that. And hey, I still really enjoy the music, so I'll be playing them for you. I love the loud, fuzzy guitars on this new song of theirs that I've got for you. It's called Goth King. You can find them at The Baxbees, spelled B-A-X-B-Y-S, thebaxbees.com. And look, their name also sounds like a band from the UK, so don't blame me too much here. But then next up, I do have an artist that I know for a fact is from the UK. He's just had a new 8-song EP, and his name is Bakar. You know him, obviously. He's had an EP out called Beastie. He's recently even been on the new Justin Bieber album, and he's debuted some of the new songs during his Reading Festival set last month. So we've got the full EP now. It's, I think, his most stylistically diverse EP. It's drawing from, in some places, garage sounds, like on the song Lonio, which we have heard before on the show, which samples the 2003 UK garage classic Summer of Love by the artist Lonio, so that's where the name came from. But then some of the other songs are quite acoustic and down-tempo, not quite as rock. There's some of them which go in a more pop direction. I'm going to play as the opening track Bleach, which is a song about unrequited love and changing yourself for someone. And then we've got some new music from the Galway band New Dad, Irish band. Their second album, Alter, is out now. And it's a, you know, heavy but delicate shoegaze with introspective lyrics. Now, their first album, Madra, saw the band really laying their soul bare, and like it was really, really raw in that sense lyrically. And it would be interesting to see how singer Julie Dawson's lyricism has evolved since then. I'm saying it will be interesting because I actually haven't had a chance to listen to the full album yet because it only came out this Friday. But it's been getting really good reviews in the press. The Irish Times are already calling them Irish rock godfathers of glum, and they said that they reign supreme, and they call the album brilliant. You can find it at newdadofficial.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play us a new song called Misery, glum indeed. But here is Goth King, Baxbees on CFRC Radio.
The sound of the airtime shabalite just to turn you round. Don't let the sun at the halftime share the light just to turn you round. Now love you, give me a number.
to an end. And I tried to look in all that view, but you won't try for me.
Hold on.
I can taste the bleed.
I can
taste the bleed. And I tried to look clean all that view, but you won't try for me. I've been down so long, I need you on your toes. Those breaking eyes back home, that's all I need. Smoke a blend with my first breath, just buzz on hold. Go clean myself up quick, I smell like bleed. Deep down, you know you told me that. I washed myself last night. You know I never came here to fight. And you left for 2 weeks, left talking about I mean it. But my breath and talk you with and can't unsee it.
Hold on.
Think it's time to save my own. Take my love and walk back home. Two steps to all my feelings. Feel hate to help my healing. Cause deep down you know I mean it. Deep down I'm bleeding, bitch. I feel at ease, I feel at peace. I can taste the bleed. Wake up inside soon. Taste the bleach.
I can taste the bleach.
And I try to look clean. All that for you, but you won't try for me. My heart on parcel, hoping your stone eyes won't stone my growth.
But I don't bother to call. I feel
there from New Dad. That was a song of theirs called Misery, and that's on their new album Alter that just came out this Friday. I really like that, actually. We also had music on that set from Bakar, who's had a new EP out called Beastie, and the Backspees, who are actually an American indie band, but they have a new song out called Goth King, and I really enjoyed that. I thought they were from an English town because it had the exact same name as an American city. But we've been talking about music and shows lately, and I don't know what it is about September and October, but these couple of months are just the busiest time for touring bands. So everybody is announcing tours coming on their North American tours. I guess this is a good time to maybe finish off touring here before it gets really cold and the roads become kind of bad and unsafe and unusable. But just in the last week, you know, I think, or maybe stretching back a little bit further than last week, Wet Leg were in Toronto and Montreal recently. After that, you had shows by CMAT last week on Monday in Toronto. Pulp played a show on Tuesday. Like I was saying earlier, Sparks were here on Wednesday. And I heard that there were a lot of other really cool shows as well. Saturday, Viagra Boys played at History, and they were supported by friends of this show, Shiv and the Carvers. And, you know, huge show. I wasn't able to be there, unfortunately, but I saw some of the clips. They looked really nice. Tonight, as a matter of fact, as we're speaking on air right now, Northern rock and roll star Youngblood is playing a ridiculously small show at the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto. But don't even bother trying for tickets, because the resale has put them up to $650, which I think is absolutely crazy. If you have $150 to spare and want to drive up to Ottawa to see him, though, he is playing a show tomorrow night as well. But in other shows that are relevant to British and Irish music, you know, this week is also a busy week coming up. Wolf Alice are playing a show at History on Tuesday. The same night, Sunday 1994, a band that we played on the show recently, they're playing a show at the Mod Club. On Wednesday, Dry Cleaning is coming and playing some sort of Toronto festival that's happening. They're going to be playing at Lee's Palace. Friday, Jasmine Forte is beginning her tour in Toronto. She's playing at a venue called the Baby G. Saturday, the Manchester Jazz Punks Maruja are playing. Sunday, Jadu Heart. We'll play some of those bands for you on the show tonight. So we'll start off with Wolf Alice. They had their new album, The Clearing, that's come out recently. Now, they have very different styles on every album. The last one, Blue Weekend, was kind of piano and ballad driven, but still had the soul of the same band. Like, you still know it's Wolf Alice. This album's no different. It's definitely bolder, a little bit more pop, you could say, in some ways. It's definitely aimed at expanding the band's sound. You know, they changed labels. They signed to a major label, Left Dirty Hit, for this album. So they've definitely been ambitious, they've expanded their sound and their reach, and they managed to do so without being tacky, you know? The album did hit number one on the UK albums charts on release, and I'm going to play as the song Passenger Seat. Like I said, they're playing a show on Tuesday night, but I think they also did a sit-down Q&A set, just acoustic, last month at Dynalone Records in Toronto. And you can find it all at wolfalice.co.uk. Then I have some music from Kat Burns, who has her second album, How to Be Human, coming out on the 31st of October. This is now almost a year on since her debut album, Early 20s, where she wrote about being in her early 20s, Mercury-nominated album. But she's had a few singles out from the new album, and it's really catchy. I think she's also expanding her sound. But she's talked about the new album. She says, How to Be Human is about the last year of her life. She says, I experienced the death of a loved one and my first relationship, heartbreak at the same time. Genuinely had no idea how I would get through the situation. She says making the album was introspective and neurodivergent way of navigating heartbreak and the loss of her granddad, who she was very close to. She said it's a comfort album, and she's, I guess, hoping that people pick up comfort from it as well. There's a new single called Lavender, which is a song about kind of looking back on your own growth. You can find her at catburns.com. Then we've got some new music from Cardinals. They are an Irish band. I saw them a couple of weeks ago now. They played a show in Toronto at the Baby G, and they've announced their debut album called Masquerade that's going to be coming out on the 26th of February. They have a really unique sound. You know, they are a kind of reflective, shoegazy, post-punk band, but they also have an accordion player, which gives them this very different sound and an almost traditional Irish traditional edge to their music, and they're an incredible live experience. So I don't know where you're going to catch them now. They played two shows in Toronto, as a matter of fact. One was the solo show at the BBG, and then the next day they were opening for the Pogues. If you do get a chance to see them, see them. But the album's coming out on the 26th of Feb. It's called Masquerade, and we've got the first single, Masquerade, now as well. You can find them at cardinals.bandcamp.com. Let's get started with Wolf Alice. This is Passenger Seat. From Cardinals, the Irish band, that was Masquerade. That's going to be the name of their upcoming album as well, debut album coming out this February. And they've talked a little bit about the single, their frontman Ewan Manning, who I spoke to after the show and was really, really nice. He was talking about what the album's about, saying that one thing that the record looks back is peeling back the masquerade or the facade that we all put up. The curtain is pulled back and cynicism takes its place. He says it's really easy to be cynical and far harder to be hopeful and genuine. We've learned this through playing and touring, that you can't be a total cynic if you're making music or films or whatever. Making art forces you to dig deeper than that protective layer. Stripping it back is painful. You can find things you're not really proud of, but it also lends itself to a sort of acceptance that can't be attained if you don't allow yourself that vulnerability. A lot of the themes and ideas in the album come from that place. So I'm really looking forward to the album. It's coming out in February, and just they have a very unique sound as well that really sets them apart. But other music that we also heard on the last set was a bit of Kat Burns, who has a new single called Lavender. Her album's coming out on the 31st of October, the second album. And Wolf Alice, who are playing in Toronto soon. I don't think there's a Montreal date, but their album The Clearing just came out. It's a pretty good album as well. And then I've got some music. We're shifting into a bit more of a jazz direction. I've got some music from the London four-piece jazz collective Auraglow, if I'm saying their name right. But they've been making waves in their local scene. They released their debut EP last year, and they have a theatrical new single mixing in jazz, theater, a bit of cinematic composing. There's some grime at the end of this song as well. There's an introduction, there's a rock solo. I love it. It's a new favorite of mine. And the song is called Passion Dance. And it's a cover of, they say it's a fresh take on a McCoy Turner classic. So they say they've taken a jazz tune and flipped it on its head. And it kind of shows you who they are as a band. And they say it marks the start of a new era for Auraglow. They've spent the last 6 months honing in on their sound and their brand, and they're now back with a bang. And you can find them on Bandcamp at Auraglow. That's how you spell their name. Auraglow.bandcamp.com. I'm also throwing in some music from alternative electronic duo Jadoo Heart, who I said are playing in Toronto next week on Saturday. They're playing at the Lee's Palace. And they've been busy. They've been on tour. They opened for Fontaines in America this summer, and they released their album Post Heaven. So it's been a good time for them. Jadoo Heart, J-A-D-U, heart.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play us the song Dualism. And then let's listen to that kneecap track that we've been talking about. Just a kind of a recap of the last few months for them. They've got a new song with Paul Hartnell as a sort of instrumentalist DJ on it. Paul Hartnell from Orbital. The song's called Sayonara. You can find them at kneecap.bandcamp.com. Let's start off first with a bit of Auraglow. This is Passion Dance on CFRC Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen. One night and one night only. This stage is yours.
Mash up the party, mash up the party, we go hard. Oh my lord, oh my lord. Me and Amanda mash up the party, mash up the party, we go hard. Summon a skunk, summon a fiend and summon a cat. Summon a beef and tip for a tat. Summon a trap bear, turn off your tap. Step in a ream with a hat and a mat. Step in a ream, I ox your app. Ease yourself when I shut down your app. Quick ting on a mag, no zip and a zap. End of the ships, you be dancing teeth. I smile, my fingers, a pearl in my teeth. Vents in your face, no hands on the beef. Don't ask my dubs if I don't know you. Time of a lento, diligently. Press door came with a magic, that's me. Ain't no me, V, Travis, me. Get burnt and spun like a DVD, DVD. Oh my lord, oh my lord. Me and Amanda, mash up the party, mash up the party. We go hard. Oh my lord,
Oh my lord, being a man, mash up the party, mash up the party, we go hard.